You should give to the Levim cities. Right? In Pasuk Beis. So, who does it belong to, the land? The land of the cities. Who does it belong to? No, it doesn't say that. The land belongs to the Bnei Israel. Meaning, it's Shevet Shimon. It's not called Shevet Levi. Shevet Yehudo, Shevet Binyamin, Shevet Naphtali. Each one takes a piece, right, of his land and must give it to the Levim. And the Levim live there. But what is the tribe, the state called? Not Levi. Whatever. Naphtali, Yehudo. Vehoyuhe orim posu gimel, lo shoves. It's number one to settle there. Umigreshehem, you live in tom, lerchushom. They need room for their property. So you have to give a certain area around the cities. Very nice. Except that these cities have a dual purpose. Posukvov. The eshe orim asher titnu lalvi'im. You hear what you give the Levim? You give cities, but what is the second purpose of the cities? Refuge for the Roitzeyah. And once you make six, you have to add an extra 42. Here, you have to add an extra 42. So, first of all, what's the idea of 6 and 42? So say 48, and that's all. And it does say in Posuk Zayin. How many are there altogether? 48. Kol he'orim asher titnu lalvi'im arboim u'shmoy ne'ir. 48. So say 48. No. 6. 6, then there is an extra 42. But it has to be 6. You hear? So, I saw once in a sefer an incredible thing. It says like this. The purpose of the Orei Miklot, the purpose of the Orei Miklot, is that Orei Miklot is a tikkun of chaos. Chaos. Anger. What is the act, the physical act, that it's the most obvious, the strongest sign of anger? Murder. Murder is anger taken to its extreme. Right? So, cities are losheves. Losheves. The whole purpose of, you know, that in Eretz Israel, cities were usually for Levim. Where the Jews live usually? Farms, right? Cities were for Levim. The word is losheves. Losheves has a double meaning. Losheves means one, settling, and losheves is connected with what other word? What other word is connected with Loshoves?
Rest.
Shabbos. Right? Shovas vayinofash.
What do we... Is it in the pasuk?
Sure.
Which one?
Where is it? Pasuk Beis. Shabbos b'nei shomer asud alivim nachal akudukam orim Loshoves. Right? Loshoves. Right?
Pasuk Gimel.
That's Pasuk Beis. And right, then Pasuk Gimel again, but you're in Lohim Lo Shoves. You're right, twice. Now, what's the idea of Shabbos? Shabbos is the idea of Menucho, right? Anger is the other extreme of Menucho. Right? What is anger? Something bothers me from outside, so I'm reacting. Right? Anger is the exact opposite of Menucho. What's Menucho? Calm, not angry, right? Inner happiness, satisfaction. Anger is a reaction to something that is not, there is no satisfaction, a lack of satisfaction, right? The extreme, the other extreme of Shabbos is anger, right? So somehow, this Orim, these cities, had in them the quality of Shabbos to add Menucho. Right? Lo Shoves. The city somehow adds to Menucho. Right? So it says like this. there are two inyonim in that road towards Menucho. There is an inyon of 6, right? And there is an inyon of 42. What is the inyon of 6?
Sure, 6 days.
6 days that you work towards Menucho. 6. But then you have a special idea of the final Menucho that you have to go through 42 points. What are the 42? The 42 places that you have to go through before you go to Eretz Yisrael. It's also part of the road. So he says, Friday night, it's an incredible thing. What, it's in a Hasidic forum. Friday night, you say 6 Mizmorei Tehillim, 6 Mizmorei Tehillim, and then you say 42 words. You know what are the 42 words? Ono bechoya dula simincho. If you add it up, there are 42 words.
Ono bechoya,
there are 6 Mizmorei Tehillim before the Chododri. There are 6 Mizmorei Tehillim, right? And there are 42 letters, 42 words in Ono bechoya. You know, Ono bechoya,
right before the Chododri.
You know, Ono bechoya is a special Kabbalistic meaning. I don't know if you ever paid attention that right next to it, in certain Sidurim, for sure you've seen it, you have Aleph, Beis, Gimel, you have a long list of letters that are, according to the Kabbalists, is one of the Shemesh of Hashem. Shem Shem Mem Beis Osios. Right? If you have a Siddur, it seems to be interesting, you should pay attention to it. This is why, at the end, you know what we say? Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy Lelom Voed. After Ono Bechoya Gula Simin Plotat Yitzurah, right? Kavan Taginada. You ever seen it? So, at the end, right? Well, here it doesn't say the truth, but it says Ono Bechoya Gula Simin Plotat, right? If you add it up.
The first word of each one?
In the first letter of each
word. First letter is the name of Hashem?
If you put them all together, it's the name of Mem Beis Osios, according to the Zohar. This is why at the end we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy Lelom Voed. Okay. Because whenever you say Hashem and you're afraid maybe your Kavonev is not right, so you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy Lelom Voed. Okay? So it says like this. Why? Why do we say it on Friday night? It says, because there's the Pshat. Because the whole idea of Shabbos is Menucho. So we say the two ways of Menucho. There is a way of 6, which is the road to Menucho, right, of Shabbos, and then there is a way of 42, right, which is the Menucho of the final Menucho of Eretz Yisrael. So this is why there is 6 as a way of Menucho, and there is 42 as a way of Menucho. So why do you see that? That the main tikkun of Moshe Rabbeinu before he died was to set up the Orei Miklot, which is a tikkun on Kaas, because Kaas will be what will keep us from the building of the third Beis Hamikdash as the main reason.
Moses
said? It said that Moshe Rabbeinu, right before he died, he set up the 3 cities in Ebra Yarden. So the Gemara asks, what for? I mean, they don't even work until they cross Eretz Israel and they create other... As much as he can do, he will do. And as much as it's possible. Why? Because the tikkun of Kaas is the main tikkun before the building of the third Beis Hamikdash. And that fits in with the reason why we don't have a third Beis Hamikdash. Why was the second Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Sinas Chinam is a result of Kaas. Okay? So this is why the whole Parsha here opens up to us. I mean, all of a sudden it makes sense. Why Rotzeach becomes the main problem by the Jews? Rotzeach doesn't necessarily mean a killer. Right? Rotzeach is also, of course, in its highest degree, it's a killer. It's a person who kills, right? But in a lower level of Ritzicha, you said to say, hating each other, which includes the Loshin Hora against each other, right? So it comes out that the biggest tikkun that we need is the tikkun against Kaas, the tikkun against Sinas Chinam. This is what happened right before they went into Eretz Yisrael. It was a sign that this is the midah that we should be Mesaking. This is the meat that we should be Mesaking. And I think I mentioned it to you, what I saw in many Sforim, that the word Midian, right, which was the last enemy of Klal Yisrael, the word Midian is used in Mishlei as Loshen anger. Midian actually means anger. And the whole Indian of Midian, right, that they did it through Taive, through those, was that Jews should fight against each other. Meaning, the purpose of Cosby Bastur, the princess of Midian, wasn't so much to entice the Nosi of Shimon. You know what was the main thing?
The strife.
The strife between him and Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the main purpose. Midian, the anger. Because right before going into Eretz Israel, our main enemy, the main poison is Retziche, is anger. And this is why the whole Parshia, the end of Bamidbar, is all about Rotzeach and Orei Miklot, because that's the tikkun to Retziche. Yeah.
Why three out of the six east of the Yard? Seems very disproportionate.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk about this. More is the question, rest is we'll talk about this.
And is there also a tikkun from Moshe Rabbeinu personally?
Because of his
anger. Because you said because of his anger led him to exile from... And is there a tikkun for Levi in general because of current anger?
Alright, we'll see that it's Levi and Shimon.
When do you night drive?
When are you coming
back? You know, by the way, what you asked about the dogging,
yeah,
I found interesting. You know, there is a Rashi on Chumash that was, it's from Mossad Haram Cook. So on the bottom, they have the different texts. So they bring down, it's a mistake, Rashi never wrote it. The real text doesn't even have a Bosor Porah, it just has Old, Dogging, Yorokois, Agashim, and it goes down, and it says clearly because it goes down in level.
Oh, that's very good. That's very
right.
Good. Where did you see this?
There's a Sefer Rashi, I mean, Mossad Rav Kook. You know there's a Mossad Rav Kook, you have to check. Mm-hmm. So they printed the best text of Rashi, the most scientific text of Rashi on Chumash. Because you know what, our Rashi on Chumash is not, it's very exact.
Do we have that here in the Yeshiva?
I didn't see it in the Yeshiva, I have it at home.